with John Bolton on 13th August of 76. So talking about these identifications, it appears then that you did not ever really look at photographs of these things and put in error bars like it's done now.
Oh, no, that's not quite true. In the case of the three identifications, the Crab, Emmett, and 5128, right. We could get that out of existing astronomical literature. In the case of Cygnus, we did go to Mount Stromlo and had direct photographs taken.
Right, in fact, you have the first overlay, I think, ever done in radio astronomy.
That's right.
In one of your publications. But now I'm interested in the article with the three identifications that you are not willing to believe that 5128, it seems to me anyway, is probably a galaxy. Before it's been talked about as being a galaxy, but you say it would seem to favor the latter alternative, for the possibility of an unusual object in our own galaxy seems greater than a large accumulation of such objects at a great distance. Why are you unwilling to think this was extragalactic?
Well, the existing literature was by no means sure. In fact, I think in that paper I quoted a reference from somebody who was claiming that it was a galactic object.
Right. But why did it seems like you had a preference for that? I mean, what was making you think of it?
Well, I guess we were very sure of the Crab's identification. I mean, the Crab with its extremely exciting history and what had been determined about it. And it was a galactic source.
And what about...
Mind you, I'm sure we believed in the NGC 4486 identification.
M87.
M87. But, I mean, we just weren't sure whether Centaurus A was... one of its kind or one of the Crab's kind. So I don't think it was a bias against extragalactic objects. It was simply because the nature of 5128 was unknown. And
okay, at this time then you were not...
It was described, as a pathological specimen, and that kind of thing.
Which is an accurate description even today. So you were not working out radio luminosities at this time and saying...
Oh, gracious, no.
You're saying, oh my God, we can't have this much radio power.
I mean, most astronomers didn't even believe, that there was anything at all in this radio business. I mean, this is one of the great things about Minkowski and Oort.
Right.
But they did recognize it. Yes, still coming. For what it was.
Yeah.
And gave a great deal of support.
Right. At this time, then, you really didn't consider yourself an astronomer so much as... or what did you consider yourself?
I think I gave a lecture in 1950, which was called Radio Astronomy. So at least by that day, I answered myself in astronomy.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. We'll have to continue.
Okay.
That ends the part one of the interview with John Bolton on 13th August, 76.